Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When a person has taken his soul to Allah Ta'ala, then he becomes a salik. Now this reading Hazrat's Kitab, thinking that today is going to be the last Majlis of Ramadan. So he said, what must I speak on? So this came in front of me, a Salik ul Hidayat, a guide for a Salik who's going to Allah Ta'ala. He says, if someone punches you from the back, punches you. Now he gave it the example of punching you somewhere. Someone with vulgar words. Now in an anger, वो पीछे से किसी ने मुक्का मारा, तुमने पीछे मोड़कर देखा या नहीं? The moment someone gave you a punch, was you vulgar or something? Now you're going to leave this place now. You're going to face these conditions there, at work, outside, everywhere. And at home also. So if someone had to give you a punch, or say something bad behind you, would you want to be turned, look at? Agar dekha to kyun dekha? When you looked, you turn around to see the person who hit you, or is being vulgar to you. When you turn, why do you? So, ab jazba kis no ye kaya. The moment you look, turn at him, now what was your next move? What's your next move? It's obvious, what's the next move? Intikam ka ya bila intikam ka? Now the next move is, whether you had this intention of taking revenge or no revenge. Now this thing is not only for someone that someone puts in, at home I'm talking about. If she had to tell you something, okay, when she pushed you. Now when you turn towards, what was your intention? Intention is to take revenge or no revenge. See, Hazrat Ali is explaining to us. In other words, you have to take a stock of yourself. At the occasion when you are faced with this situation, someone tells you something, how you are supposed to react? अगर इंतिकाम का आया तो क्यों? If you're taking that intention of revenge and then you stop, why did you stop? Now you have intention of taking the revenge, and with the revenge now you stop now. Is it because of disgrace? Because of disgrace, he's bigger than me, you know. If I could hit him, he would be too. With grace. So all this, see how far it is. To safeguard your protection, just to protect your disgrace, you didn't go further. Or it was for the sake of the pleasure of Allah. Look at it very carefully. I'm trying to be very sober to bring this condition in us. And look what happened here. Raza ilahi, for the sake of the pleasure of Allah, whether you did that, you stopped. For the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, or merely because, you know, if I'm going to tell him something, he may tell me two other things, I'll get disgraced in front of everyone. You know, he's a big guy. What will he do? Like Raja said, you know, the big guy. कि अगर मैं ने कुछ कहा तो दो मुक्के और मारेंगे वो इफ आई से समथिंग गिव मी टू मोर बिकॉज आई एम नॉट ब्लीडिंग बट आई एम ब्लीड आफ्टर दैट दिस ग्रेज मोर एंड इफ आई इफ आई डिड दैट टू एंड इफ आई डू नॉट हिट हिम टू अगर नहीं मारे और मैंने कुछ कहा तो खामोखा लोग कहेंगे कहें If I did say something too, the people say, that was the wall, why did you do wrong? What can person do? You said cute words. People looked at you, hey, this person was a very, very person, no, he was a very important person. He should have dignity. How come he's speaking like that now? How come he's speaking like that? So now what, looking at that also, what do people think? Okay, you know, mashallah, you know, he is tahajjud namaz too. You know, he sit in the company of certain person too. And he's so long going there too. So long he's staying with him too. So now he must have got this color also. Looks like that his ustad is like that too. Look like his ustad is like that too. Stay to him, look at his chair like that too. See how much you know, you have to be careful. Where he's going, oh, he's going to that person, but this, oh. Then they say, what he was going to the person, but he's of this kind. This is what is the outcome of this. So where he goes, when we look at the Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every quality of his was him. They brought that quality in there. Now you say, this ustad is not like that. We seem to be so kind, he's so good. All this, how come they are doing like this? You don't think ustad is like that too? Now you gave the opportunity for them to talk better with ustad. So what about, what is that good? This is bad. So if it's for the sake of disgrace, then straight away turn your intention. Turn your intention straight away. Raza ilahi ko dekha. Magar roo kiya. Rab, ye hifazat fazihat ab ye chaat ye misal pesh kar di ke nafs ke saath be nafs isa bana liya. The reason for him to become for disgrace is that means he did it for his nafs. He did for his nafs. I don't know, I don't want to know. I get disgraced of nafs. So it's not for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. It's the pleasure of nafs. You saw now your nafs, how nafs is. That's why Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah says, keep your nafs very far. For example, I'm just giving you. Your wife told you something. And you want to go near her. And because you want to go near her, you overlooked it. Had you not gone near her, then you would have told her something. I'm trying to give you examples. When it comes to every moment of yours will be razai, ilahi, for the pleasure of Allah. Like a friend, you know, he told you something very bad. But the reason why you're not taking it up is because he did you a favor. Now you worried about that favor that if you take off with him, the favor will be closed. So now this is not for the sake of Allah. But only for the sake of Allah, there's no motive behind. There must be no motive with just that. No, because he did me a favor now, you know what I mean? I just have to keep quiet. If he did me not favor, I shall tell him this and tell him that and that. So you understand where nafs comes, and when comes the pleasure of Allah. So in every occasion you're supposed to be. Because the student's father is a very close friend of yours. Now he does anything now, you overlook it. Because my close friend. And the other student is no, he's not no real contact, his father, nothing. And he does the same mistake what the other student does. You would take the student to task. Now, it's definitely not Raza Ilahi. Raza Ilahi is a place on earth that everyone will be equal. Everyone will be equal. This is understanding very important. You know where the nafs comes to. And you notice that most of us are guilty of that. We have to put that thing right. This is what important is, to put it right. So everything must be of this kind. Kuch kasar baaki hai. Chola to gaya, chingari aur chingari hi. In other words, that you got that thing in you. The defect in your disgrace and all that. That means there's nothing about defect in you. That is defect is there. That defect has to go. Now see how much you have made Islam. How much you have made Islam. You don't take that seriously at all. But you know when you come to realize that you're taking the road to Suluk, all these finer points you did not do. Just imagine that person, that judge in the time of Nabi Karim, after, before Nashor, that he, what a judge he was so pious at all. When the two cases came, one person, he favored him by, because he was Nafsan, he winked an eye on him to go towards the shade. When he passed to me in a cupboard, they opened, that eye of me was one, there was a very big insect there, not in this world, some other. They were surprised at why it happened to him who was so pious. That's why the fear of Allah Ta'ala must be in us all the time. The fear of Allah Ta'ala must be in us all the time. Because you must know something, you don't know where you're going to slip. The fear will come that then you think you're more conscious of doing everything. So he says, he's still got the fire in him yet. That's why he's doing that. Tomorrow that fire will become a big fire. And they all become worse. So Mahazad saying this much. He said that fire would get even more stronger than he becomes into akhlaq razila. Akhlaq razila. With all I'm talking of. You know, we talk akhlaq razila, bad qualities. That will still remain with you all the time. From a small thing like that, where to lead you. So don't take anything small to be small, it becomes worse. So because you are in school, because we are in our madrasas, because everywhere also you are working also, when you come to realize that you know you are facing a situation where your best worker and another worker is a misunderstanding, and you know that fellow was a bad worker but he's correct, you take him to task. But the person who was at fault was the best worker. Now how are you going to do that? I'm trying to make you understand, which is very important, that you will know where to draw the line, how to draw the line. Even among your children too. Among your children also. How to say no, what is right, wrong, right? Because that child is very favorable to you, you take give the full advantage to him, and he's wrong. So what is the point? You have to be fair. That fairness can only come into us if we bring about the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Fear of Allah Ta'ala, and everything must be Raza Ilahi. Everything must be Raza Ilahi. And it's obvious this, but another thing very important, I'm going to something else now. That portion is finished now. You understood that part very well. How to behave, how to. Another thing is, for a person to take the road to Allah Ta'ala, he must always choose his company. He cannot sit in every company. He must always choose his company. If you look at it very carefully, that forward will rebut, backbiting. Now backbiting is very, very bad. So if you see that company of backbiting all the time, no matter how close he is to you, but no matter how much a favor they give you, but for your own benefit, if you want to keep away from all of them, you have to keep away from him. You cannot sit in his company. Because now you sit in his company for your good, you know, worldly benefits. worldly benefits. But the harm you cause for the hereafter is more serious than the worldly benefits. So there also you must be of that kind. That you must make sure that who you sit with, waqar, you call it waqar, dignity. Now you find people wandering around, you sit with them also. You see, a person, that kind of company, when you sit there, what will happen? It will affect you very badly. You know the difference. So we, if you want to, if you're already thinking that you are someone, you want to become more close to Allah, that not someone, you want to become close to Allah, then you have to choose your partners too, your friends also. Keep away from them. And the hadith also shows, choose that partner of being more close to Allah. Bring that friend close to Allah. Don't bring that friend to you near you, that will keep you away from Allah. But today, you know, because it's my business, you know, and I have to be, one is business and one is friendship. If you have business, you have business, but not friendship. Now because he's your very close, making good money from him, and he's making good money from you, so both of us got some matlabi, you see, matlabi. That's called matlabi dost. Not true dost. True friend is something else. If matlabi, do you know something, how you find out the matlabi dost? As long as these two friends are very busy making money, and they're flourishing, they'll stay together. But the moment that one friend goes down, the same other friend who was supposed to be a very close friend, now is, because he's no more with my client or my customer, I'm not getting any benefit out of him, in other dunya, now there's no more friendship at all. I tell you, so many people here, who work with so many people in business for years, they were so close. Under circumstances, they were closed down. No one looked at their face to them. They forgot all the good. So what if it's for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then the good and the kind, you know, good and the kind is the same. So Hazrat Ji says this concept, that you have to always look at your dignity. Take care of your dignity. Anywhere you go to, when you say this one, I went to one place. It was all big shots, not big shots. I use the word big shot for you to understand, although we don't take anyone big shots here. Just for you to understand. So there's some alim sitting there. So when I went there, so he did not see me, that person, but he was using bad language in front of alim. Now I decided what to do. So I said, let me look at him in a way that maybe inshallah. And I looked at him sternly, not like, you know, I'm disturbed. Not because of me. I'm disturbed. Why are you using that language? And I very looked at him in a very bad eye. Not for the sake of looking at him badly. Why he's talking like that? Thereafter he kept quiet, he didn't say one word. But alhamdulillah, after the Allah Ta'ala has these du'as, after that he told someone, from that day I'm not swearing anymore. Mulana, you have to be stern. It's not between what is. You have to say it, whether you like it or not. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. But say it in a nice way. But so dignity is very important. You can't just play the general. That's a Thani Rahmatullah Sufyan Sori Rahmatullah. I mean, especially today, it become a handkerchief, you got no money. Become a handkerchief. No handkerchief. They take them, use them. You know, a person take a handkerchief and use himself. That's how they use people to give. So dignity is very important. So you have a dignity, not for pride, not a pride. Don't look down at anyone at all. But dignity, there is something as dignity. That is that. You don't look down on anyone, but you expect that you be respectable too, and you be respect that person. So Hazrat says, Awara ke paas kabhi nahi baitha. No, Awara. Wanderer. Wanders around everywhere. Those kind of people don't sit. Don't sit in the streets anywhere. You sit down and talk to everyone. See his way with the places. Don't just walk anywhere and just let people sit around there with them. So these things are supposed to be known to us. Because you have taken the road to Allah Ta'ala, then you must remember whatever you learned should be put into practice. To put in practice. So waqar is something which is very important. That at all times, and especially at Alim had a lot of dignity. Everyone had dignity. But an Alim is supposed to be more dignity at all times. Yeah. The two few people came to meet Hazrati, Hazrat Mawlana Masroor Azad, the Alim. One was Ustad, one was Ustad and some Alims came. And this was regarding anger. I'm talking about because this is the anger that people have. So three people came to meet Hazrati. One was an Ali, but an ordinary person. He says, Gavit Damyani Ekdafa on there. He says, Hazrat said, I don't know you, I can't remember you. He says, Hazrat, I came before. When I came before, it so happened they told me Hazrat did not feel well, did not allow me to meet you. Hazrat can't hear that. Hazrat can't. Someone comes to meet him and do not allow him to meet, Hazrat can't hear. Unless the doors are closed or very strictly something else. Because in the last stages, no one could go really meet him as if like that. Like that, when you tell us, Hazrat, I don't know you. But that is the first time, you know, I came before, but they did not allow me. When Hazrat heard that, he said, Mujhe afsos hua hai. People don't know how to save situations. Save situations. On that, I don't even mention it to you all. From Kamati Port, which is very far, one person came to meet Hazrati in Bangalore, from Kamati Port. It was 16-hour drive, that is. It was Isha time, after Isha Hazrati goes in the room. However, that person knocks at the door. Assalamu alaikum, I came to meet Hazrati. He says, this is not the time, you know, he's resting. See, I have traveled so far to come meet him. That means 16 hours of traveling. And how much a shock he had to meet this. You know, when Allah Ta'ala wants to save you, give you respect and protect you, then Allah Ta'ala does different kind of things for that person. Different kinds of things. This man is talking as Khadim. No, Khadim are the worst people, you know. That's why don't become Khadim of anyone. Khadim, you don't know. They want to be in the front line. But they don't know how to be in the front line. They know how to save the situation. So he told him, no. This and that Hazrat Khan. Allah Ta'ala put on Hazrat's heart that time. He's sitting in that room. He said there's one person outside. He wants to come in, Allah wants to come in. How Allah Ta'ala puts it? If that person despondent went away, hurt also, from where he came, despondent. Hazrat just said, there's someone outside, he said, he's coming. Alhamdulillah, walk him inside, when he sit down, Hazrati, as he spoke to him, he was so happy when he left. Very happy. So, Marthub said, there must know what the situation is, how to say it. To become a Khadim is very easy. But to serve as a Khadim is something else. That's why the true Khadims were the Sahaba-e-Ikram. Sahaba-e-Ikram were true Khadims. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made Hijrah, you must know them that distance from Makkah to Medina was not small. And no cars there. They had to travel by very hardship, lot of hardship. Lot of hardship, days, 3 days. When they reached before Medina Sharif, one place, and that's where he stayed, he stationed there. for the people of Medina Sharif who never saw him before, would come to meet him. Rasulullah was so tired, Abu Siddiq was saying, yes, he was so tired, they were all very tired. It was very tired. Now when the people came there, Abu Siddiq radiallahu woke up. He woke up to meet them. He did not allow Nabi to wake up, not allow Nabi not wake up. Nabi Karim did not wake up. Look at the humility he had in him. That humility that you must have in us, we all know that. The humility, humbleness. If someone don't meet us, not accept us. There is a lesson behind this. That ordinary man we met, I'm an alim, why do you not meet me? No one can meet, if a small child makes salam, did not make salam to you, not effect at all. When that quality can come into us? He makes salam to you, not make salam. I know certain people come and tell me, that person not make salam to me. I just look at his face, what answer will I give him? He's waiting for people to make salam to him. Why he makes salam to an ordinary person, did not make salam to me? Who is more great than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The moment he didn't make that out of the city, he woke up to me because his intention was, Ya Allah, I don't know, I want to... Look at the intentions. My Shaykh is very, very, very tired. I do not want him to be harmed anyway. I want to comfort him. I want to comfort him. I want to comfort him. And Hazrat Thani was one very old, and the time when people come to make musafa with him, when they make wuzu and come cold hand, you say, why, that's taklif now. You don't give him that benefit. Then don't make musafa that time. That cold hand. You are happy, but he's not happy. Because you cannot take the cold. So he began to meet everyone. So all they thought that they were, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the sun was hitting the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that time he took his sheath and covered Rasulullah's face, then they came to realize who was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just to show you now how you save the situation in Manodhan. When you become khadim, you know what to do. Everyone wants to become khadim, but they don't know how to become khadim. They don't know how to save the situation. Now one person should take Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi water, you know, hot water to do, to go to toilet. He should give it to him. If that is duty, he should give it. Or maybe someone else who understood him. One day one person put hot water there and left it for the tunnel. He went to the toilet and came out and said, which person should put water and I got burnt? So that person is happy that I made khidmat. But here you can see the harm that was caused. So when you do something, like one Muslim does not like him, but pick up his sandals too. They don't like it. You don't think the Muslim like him, the sandals, you know, jazakallah, they don't want that. So one Muslim, you know, he's stopping that person. That person running with his hand, no, I'm not going to give it up. So he's happy with that thing, but he's not happy with it. So you want to do service, but you don't know how to do service, now you don't do service. Now to press Hazrat's legs, everyone would press Hazrat's legs. But he won't say he's begging. But certain people know how to give them. They know how to press their legs. They know how to massage the head too. But if you don't know why you're going forward to do it, rather don't give taklif to him, but you sit in front of him and take whatever he can do, becomes it. So we want to serve, but you don't know how to serve. So how are you there to serve? So Hazrat Thani rahmatullah said on that incident, he said, look at the humility of the people. One of the qualities were we all supposed to have in us, that if you want good qualities coming to you, the first thing is who? Humility. Humbleness. Do not look at the knowledge who you are. Humble. And humbleness means that everyone you take more higher than you. You do not look at a good action at any time. But you fear that then it will be taken away tomorrow. Taken away. So as he says, you know, I'm very disappointed, you know, that you were turned away from me. You know, you didn't meet me and all this is. Then in vicharon ye, meri tabiyat ko dekh kar tumse arz kar diya hoga. As he says, you know, that vichara who the khadi is, vichara, he said vichara. He looked at my tabiyat and said, no, this one don't get. Dorani guftuhu mein ye kaha, when now that some talking to Raji, talking to them now. Listen to this very carefully that we are all guilty of this thing. Mujhe gussa se bahut, par bahut gussa aata hai. Mujhe gussa par, I'm getting angry on anger. I don't want a person. Aur bahut din hue maine bachcho se kaha tha ki agar tumko kahi gussa mil jaye to pakad lana. A few days I'm telling them, you know, the children that if gussa comes, be mean to me. Listen to this carefully because Hazrat talks like that. But gussa, when it gets mean to me. Now you all and all of us look into us, they take stock of ourselves by you. He said, gussa, gussa. He said, bring him to me. Baal bachchon se kaha tha ki agar tumko ne gussa kara to pakad lana. Bachchon ne kaha, abba ji, gussa kahan se milega? We will get gussa. Are bhai, agar mil jave, aksar se mushartiya, agar mil jaye, to abba ji kha kar, agar mil gaya, to ab kya karenge? And if you get it, what do you want to do? And if you miss that out, what do you want to do? Maine kaha, isko ziba kar dunga. Isko ziba kar dunga. I will sacrifice and cut him. He's trying to tell us that how bad this quality is of anger. It washes away all your good deeds. Do you know something to keep a person's heart is most difficult? Because why? I'll give an example. The most important thing is to keep the wife's heart, and the wife must keep the husband's heart. Very important. Because you must know what my husband should say, she has, you know, sacrificed everything. She sacrificed everything. Her friends, her parents, everyone. You got the best of friends. And sometimes the wife, when she sees her own best friend is my husband's enemy, she also breaks ties with that. She breaks ties with that friend because that's my husband's enemy. That's why. But you'll find that this gussa when it comes, all the good favors she has done to you, all the good favors, but the moment this anger comes, you wash away all the favors. Just that anger. When we must have the fear in us that, you know what, when she gets crying and all this, I cry sometimes, I fear that, you know, it mustn't be that it hurts. When a wife cries, it's a fear from the husband, hey Allah, what wrong I'm doing, it must not be for fault on me. That fear must come. Because they're always crying too. They cry for some, maybe not good reasons, but you must fear this, for why she's crying. So when you have this, why she's crying, at least you'll become a bit aware. You try to put yourself there. Although you can't stop them crying. You can't stop them. And the time they're crying, don't tell why you're crying. Then Allah khair karega. They must be listening at the moment too. Let them cry, but ask yourself, am I guilty of it? Am I guilty of it? Because you'll be surprised if you keep quiet and make dua to Allah Ta'ala, they turn very quickly good. Very quickly turn good, like nothing happened. But when you respond, this is what has been said, ziba kar diya usko. This is what you call zibas. Ziba kar diya. There is money of that. Sacrifice the thing straight away. That's why they say that person whose anger comes late and goes away quickly is a very good person. Whose anger comes late and goes away quickly. That quickly means riba.
Understood?
It all turns to one thing, forego your comfort to comfortness person. It turns to only one thing, forego your comfort to the comfortness. That's it. Your mother can tell you anything. Your mother can tell you anything. But make sure that you don't tell anything. And the easiest way to walk away. At home with everyone, the best thing to do, either keep quiet or walk away from there. And that's the sunnah that Nabi Karim to tell. Every sunnah has got a lot of benefits in it, if you know what. Just walk away. Then you see how many things have been solved. And remember, this is a very bad thing that husbands do not talk to wives for days and separate themselves for days. Not good. It must be that as it comes and goes, that's how it must be. It happens, no, but when she speaks to you again, it must be normal. More than normal. So Mahasa says, مانو جیسا تھا کہ غصہ میں نے تکلف سے کہا تھا لیکن بے تکلف خدا نہ خاص تھا اندر غصہ تھا اجی حضرت کہا پوچھو بہت غصہ تھا عزیز سے راجتا تھا اجی سپوک اپا غصہ آپ I don't know if you got غصہ اجی I have lot of غصہ a lot of غصہ ہے you know one thing you remember when someone speak to you nice and outside speak to you nice you speak very nicely and the housewife speak to you nice you say why don't speak nicely to her Why you don't at that time think the same thing I'm talking to my best friend? These are things which are lessons for us because this is what you call akhlaq. Iman Hazrat Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He always should tell us, is ye budde ko yaad karo. I'm telling you, Allah, we remember. Yeah. He says, Chachora Pan said, no, you know Chachora Pan? Flare. To flare up. To flare up is a very dangerous thing. Do not befriend a friend who flares up. A friend who flares up, he's on no control. The moment you say something, is, and that's what we do mostly with the wise. A flare. For example, I'll just tell you who it is. Wife would tell her husband, using the cell phone too much. And while he's busy, say, look, I'm talking to you now, why are you still looking at it? You see, his mistake, I'm talking to you now, you're still looking at the thing. Instead of accepting his fault, what he does, he flares up. He blows the roof down. And that is, he's speaking about something for his purpose. I'm trying to give you examples so that when you go out from this house of Allah Ta'ala, how you stay here, become more better outside. Hazrat, you always tell us, bayans you can take, people think you get good audiences, you give nice bayans, mashallah. And you tell him, mashallah, you gave me nice bayan. The one person, he was a very good orator, so the person gave nice bayan, he said, You know what, Jazakallah gave a wonderful talk. So what was so wonderful about it? Tell me. He couldn't answer him then. This is what you call wonderful. When you go outside now, and your relationship with Allah Ta'ala becomes strong, and all the bad qualities are going away from your health, you achieve everything. But if you haven't got it, what you use it? What you achieve? My dua is we must all be coming, everyone, we all are guilty. No one says we're not guilty, we all are guilty. But let intention is important. Intention, let me change. You know when a doctor says that the person that patient you got cancer, no matter how much you want to smoke, now I'm changing. He says. Or anything the doctor says, don't do that anymore. He makes sure he won't do it anymore because fearing he'll die tomorrow. Even he won't die, but the doctor says he'll die, he's got only 1 week to live, what will do for him? He'll forget everything. So likewise he had to just change for who? For Allah Ta'ala. So everything, the end of the majlis is just to show us that whatever we do, look at our intentions. That will hit me, not because of taking this grade or something, only for the sake of that. Look into your intentions. I read namaz not because I'm going to some taqlif, I'm going to the masjid, no, for the place of Allah. Not because I'm sick now and came to visit. That can change in the time the person gets sick, he gets cured, he walk out of the masjid again. You want to mean? But the person who says, you know, I come to the masjid, no matter how sick or anything, I'm going to the place of Allah, that door will always be open for him. Always open. Because his intention is right. So every way of our thing, business also, no one. I didn't buy that back door because what people will say, one is that. And one is the place of Allah, I'm not buying. There's two different things. So today's majlis is that. Last majlis for this month of Ramadan. The lesson behind it is, please, anger is very important. If you can only put your anger right, I tried to explain to you in my best way. I hope you understood. Let's hope that come into your life, with all of our life. And again, I'm telling you, biggest enemy is yourself. Keep away from it. Use it when it's necessary. Allah Ta'ala mak and tawfiq is Rahudah alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته أعدنا قضيته يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم حسيبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة الفوز بالجنة والنجاة منها اللهم اغفنا بحلالك الحرام واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب